How's your record going?
We've been doing it quite a while. I mean, in terms of, in terms of not being in the studio, but just doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just didn't see any reason to really rush.
Right.
Trying to sort of around the world in 80 days or something, you know. I don't know, but I just felt like that's exactly what people expected, especially in this day and age. I just think, really, records are kind of, like, pretty precious if they're any good at all.
Yeah.
And, if you've got more than one track on it, you like.
Yeah, right.
You don't just buy a fucking whole album for one track.
Well, so much crap coming out, isn't it?
So I thought, I'd rather take my time and actually live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just be a person who lives on the road or who's always doing interviews or who's always fucking, you know, I don't know, being Billy Idol on TV or something, you know what I mean? And we've been putting the record together.
Yeah, is he producing this one?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's good. So, how far have you got?
We've got about 10. We've got 10 or 11 songs. Still going to do some more of them, small songs. But we're sort of like three quarters of the way there. Just really got to mix a lot of things, really.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know what the groups do, you see, so I haven't got a clue. All I know is, you know, they go and have a big hit with something, right?
Yeah.
They slap out a piece of shit and expect everybody to like it.
Yeah, right.
And then there are all the groups who would have said something so heavy, like 5 years ago, about they'd never do that or something, you know?
Yeah.
I always wonder why they're like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's peculiar, and you see it in the most heaviest of people, don't you, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know.
It's as if suddenly everything's changed in the world. But I don't believe that, right? I think, like, the original sort of sentiments about actually bothering to only put out records that you think are good or you actually have merit as well.
Mm.
You know, that's why I've only put out coming on for three albums now in the last fuck knows how many years.
Yeah, right.
Other than flooding people with things and, like, boring them to death, you know?
Well, they're only catching up over here now anyway, you know, because...
Yeah, this is where I didn't put out a few more albums, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're
doing too many things we didn't get into.
Yeah, we just had Rebel Yell. Yeah, we had Rebel Yell again.
It's crazy, it's happened that way, you see, that's what I mean. It's the fact that, because I haven't done, like, millions of albums and half of them are no good and this one's kind of all right. I mean, it's not like it's sort of hard to find out about, but it's just that I think it just is a bit... When it is presented to you, if it is presented to you, it's got some sort of focus.
Yeah.
I think you can see at least what work I've done. I think, you know, at least I think it stands for what it is rather than me standing there saying, hey, it's Valley of the Dolls all over again, you know?
Yeah, right.
And that's what I really wanted to avoid with this record, which is called Whiplash Smile, right?
What's it called? Whiplash Smile. Great.
Yeah, this is the first interview I've done about it.
Is it? Brilliant.
Because they wanted me to do, like, millions of them last summer, right? To get on the front cover of all these things, you know, like...
Mm.
I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, what's the point of being on the front cover of things if you haven't got a record out? You ain't doing anything. Or, I mean, like, you're just going to look like an arsehole, aren't you, then?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody bothers, you know... people to death about the fact, when's your record coming out? Are you going to do it? Why haven't you done this? There's this, you know, I mean, I'd rather they didn't know I was doing a record.
Right.
You know, and then when it's ready, then they can like it. And I think, in America, they always fucking, so fucking always want to be real hotshot just because somebody's job's riding on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, so I just sort of said, I told the people, like, you're just going to have to wait, and I'm going to have to live and do my record and be someone for real, if you know what I mean. So at least when I'm writing the songs, it isn't Valley of the Dolls, something I tried to write in 2.5 weeks and
yeah.
I thought really was like going, where were we going, you know?
Yeah.
So this way, I think I've kept to what direction I wanted to go, and I think I've been able to explore into it a bit more as well.
Right. No, I really wanted
but
to talk.
I've been able to use a bit, we've changed, we're using slightly different rhythms and things, still the same constant type things, but
yeah.
Just using different rhythms and stuff, expanding it a bit.
Right.
In our own little way, and
that's good.
I don't know, I think this is going to be a bit more of a rock and roll record, really.
Oh, good.
More of the old, dance about and have a laugh rather than, crunching at you with depression or something.
I mean, it's like that over here.
Well, I want to have fun, really. I'm a bit sick of thinking everything's shitty, I mean.
Same here.
I mean, when's the last time you bought a record, Chris?
I've been buying like old blues records and stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. You haven't been buying any modern, new ones, have you?
No, I never buy new ones.
Exactly. That's the whole point, isn't it?
I keep going back in time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm making records at a time when people are doing what you're doing, whereas I'd rather that they didn't have to do that, you know?
Yeah, right.
Worth laying them down, especially the fans you have got, by fucking them over, by giving them a record that's like, some sort of publicity gimmick.
Yeah.
I really said to these people, look, this isn't something, I'm not doing a follow-up album, this is the next thing we're doing, and Just as important as Rebel Yell, blah, blah, blah.